was this last year was the situation with the low amateur and Tiang Wenlong. I can't remember his name.
Sounds about right.
That's terrible. I know.
He sounds like one of those fake pilot names.
I know.
Zhang Ding Ao.
Yeah, it really does.
I can't remember his name. But anyway, outstanding young player. And they gave him a penalty for slow play. And I'm like, you are the most gutless bunch of losers to give a 14-year-old a slow play penalty.
But wasn't he playing rather – I mean,
he was playing rather slow, Chris.
It was well documented that it wasn't like, oh, he just started playing slow. He was playing slow throughout the round.
Admittedly, he was not playing very quickly.
Yes.
But he's a little overwhelmed. It's his first event. It's the frickin' Masters. He's a little flipped out. And he played slowly. Yes, he did.
Yes.
And they did warn him, and they did put him on the clock. Yes.
Yes.
But they would never have the balls to do that for Phil, Tiger, or anybody of note.
Because they don't play that slow.
Well, you know what? Lots of people play slow that are have full membership on the PGA Tour that they've never penalized. Pretty weak. Made me irritated. Now,
all right.
All that paled in comparison to a more significant event that happened that particular day, and that, of course, was the Boston Marathon bombing, which was about as shocking a thing for that kind of setting as I've ever seen. You know, 9/11, you know, was, again, one of the most horrific days in American history, maybe the most in some people's opinion.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, a sporting event being attacked, I mean, that for a lot of people was the last straw. Mm-hmm. And that was a deal where it was such a weird thing, and it was really, I mean, basically it was domestic terrorism for the most part. These guys were not born here, I guess, but grew up here and were fully, you know, ensconced in American culture.
Yeah,
it was
reaping
really
all the benefits of America.
Right.
Boxed.
Yeah, it's a sad deal, obviously. I mean, that's an understatement. It was a...
And you know what, one of the weirdest parts about that, or I guess one of the most unsettling, was we went days not knowing anything.
Yeah.
You know, typically when these tragedies happen, it's within 24 hours with technology now. We're pretty, okay, who did it? How'd it happen? But there were days in between where we didn't know anything.
Yeah, fear set in at that point, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, of course, we covered the arrest and all that, and of course there was the whole shootout and the chase and the killing of the older brother and the, you know, the finding of the younger brother in the boat. I mean, it's just bizarre, crazy stuff. More Joe Klein. I mean, just so much Joe Klein this year. I
the
mean,
star
I want to
of
dedicate 2013 to Joe Klein.
But we can't have enough.
He had a great year, didn't he?
He really did. Joe Klein was the highlight of our season, probably. Talking about the first check he ever got in the NBA.
I'll tell you a funny story. Is I was living in a hotel in Sacramento, and I probably told this before, but you know, I got my first check and everything, and I remember just looking at it like, you know, what do I do with this? I mean, I guess I can open a checking account now, you know. And so, I mean, but my brother, you know, my dad was calling out there, and I was still in the hotel, and he's like, "What's going on?" So he sent my older brother out there. And I'd found an apartment, and he was like, "Well, you know, why haven't you moved in?" I said, "Man, I don't have anything. I don't have, you know, refrigerator." And he kind of looked at me and goes, "You know, you can afford to buy these things now." And like in one day, we went out and got a bed. And I mean, I was just, I was like, "Well, what do I do?" And he's like, "Well, which bed do you like?" He goes, I like that one.
I like the big one.
Well, we'll take that bed. You know, I mean, it's like it's not real complicated, Joe. You work now and you've made some money. You can, you know, you can buy things. But I mean, I never had money, so I didn't know. You know, I didn't know. I felt nervous spending it. I can tell you that spending that much.
Luckily for Dana, that's never changed. Joe, I think Joe's still uncomfortable spending money. So he's a guy that is very frugal, without a doubt. Duck Dynasty, speaking of your ups and downs this year, Duck Dynasty was at the very peak in the spring and summer, and obviously they hit a low point recently. I think that has sort of gone away for the most part. Yeah. It was a kind of a quick negative, and you know,
Phil's making the news again today. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. Missed it.
Saying that men should marry 15-year-old girls.
What?
Maybe I should have the story pulled up, but that's the quote that is going around. Hmm. I think he probably meant that. When you're 15, stick with them, but it's going around as if he's saying marry 15 and 16-year-old
girls. Oh, like meet her at 15 and
right,
her
right,
she's
yeah.
an adult and then
yeah.
you marry her then.
But of course, when quotes go around.
How was the Chris Kane plan? How old was Chelsea when you guys got together?
Well, we went to high school together, but I never talked to her in high school.
Yeah.
We had a couple classes together.
She was too good for you
then. I asked her for a pen once or twice.
Oh.
But no, I officially met her in college. So we were 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, so you kind of follow that plan.
Yeah, 17, 18.
Well, anyway, Uncle Si is my favorite guy on the
He's
show.
He's the star.
Yeah, he really is. For most people, that's probably the way. He, talking about movie reviews, he felt about Ted, which I thought was fantastic. I can't wait for Ted 2, which I'm sure will be a disappointment, but we're going to watch it. He felt about Ted the way that Chris Cromwell felt about A Place Beyond the Pines. Didn't care for it too much. Wasn't his cup of tea, if you will. Iced tea at that.
I saw this movie about a teddy bear, and it was real bad.
This place is a wreck. Who are these girls?
You know, they're hookers, so it's fine.
But you just chalk it up to a lesson learned.
Hey, what is this world coming to?
I love you girls. You know, somewhere out there are four terrible fathers I wish I could thank for this great night.
But you just chalk it up to a lesson learned.
No, it has to have a ski at the end of it, otherwise where's the challenge? You know, if there's no ski at the end of the root word, then we would just be idiots saying nonsense.
Hey, he was cussing and doing drugs and junk.
Company's turning 20, so you can bang it, but you can't get it drunk. Right? Yeah, she gets it.
Next thing you know, hey, the Care Bears are going to start gangs.
You didn't notice the rated R?
No, I assumed it was rated PG.
Was it any one of those names with a Lynn after it?
Yes.
I got you. Okay, Brady Lynn, Heavenland,
Tammy Lynn.
Ah!
We got Winnie the Pooh sticking up, you know, stores, telling them, all right, hey, hand over the honey, nice and slow, or the piglets get it. You know how you got Teddy Ruxpin doing drugs with Paddington? Hey, what is this world coming to? When we can't even count on teddy bears to give us wholesome entertainment.
So, Tammy Lynn, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Like, where are you from? I'm always fascinated to meet Ted's girlfriends.
What do you mean, girlfriends? Was it like a lot of them or something?
No, that's not what she meant at all, right? Laura, you didn't mean that.
No. What I meant to say was Ted's very handsome, so I'm always interested in meeting the lady that can snatch him up.
Did you just call me a whore?
And not only that, the stupid ending though was terrible.
You watched the whole thing?
Well, hey, I didn't want to waste my money. Well,
fair point. You know what? Smart guy. At least he hung in there till the end.
Yeah.
That was really the best
chance.
Part.
He really gave it a chance.
You know what? It really had a great message at the end. That's what I like best about Ted. And I think Uncle Si would even admit that. Can't wait till part two. Jason Collins. He could have been known as a journeyman NBA player, but instead he'll be known as that gay guy who played basketball. Mm-hmm. Well, and then he never played basketball again.
That's the thing.
It would have been such a better story if somebody would have picked him up and said, you know what?
Embraced it.
Let's do it. We need another 7-footer.
Yeah.
I don't care if he's gay. Let's have it.
So technically, I mean, since he was...
Technically, he was never a gay NBA basketball
player. That's what I'm saying, yeah.
At least, that's
a good point, yeah.
He was always a gay NBA basketball player, but it was never public knowledge.
He was never an out
right. so
NBA
the,
basketball
the,
player.
The
title of all first... All
the uncomfortableness... with the fans and the fellow players and the coaches, if there is any, for those of you who would be uncomfortable with that, we never got to watch that play itself out, which if you really want to make strides, let's see him put in that position and then have everybody interact and see what happens.
To me, Magic Johnson coming back with AIDS was way
HIV.
Bigger. HIV, sorry. Way bigger than Jason Collins coming out and never playing again, obviously. Yeah. I mean, it's one thing, you know, you give him props for being himself and saying, hey, you know, this is me, but he never played again, so he can't get that title of the first.
The thing that got me was
NBA player. You know?
Yeah, you're right.
Here's what killed me about that. He's got a twin brother, right? And the twin brother's like, had no clue.
What?
Had no clue.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I did that. NFL draft. Niall Davis picked at Kansas City. He was very, very good with his time. We had him on a few times, and said it was a surprise to him. He did not expect to go there. Lucky for him, Kansas City turned out to be really good this year, and they're in the playoffs. I like their chances against the Colts, too, even though they're on the road.
So, but they started to come off in the second round, so, you know, got a little more excited. But still wasn't expecting, you know, third round. But, you know, especially you know, when my name was called, I didn't expect it was Kansas City. I was expecting Dallas and the New York Jets. That's who I had been keeping in contact with. And, you know, my phone just rang, and I couldn't believe it. And the GM for the Kansas City Chiefs on the phone was just like, you know, you want to be a Chief? And I was like, of course I want to be a Chief. You know, I want to be a Chief. You know, that's how I win. Mm-hmm. And I went and told my family. They got to see it on the TV, and you know, the house just erupted.
Well, it's worked out well for him.
Yeah,
Jamal Charles, I really thought he would carry the ball a little bit more than he has, but Jamal Charles has been so amazing this year.
Yeah, he's a monster.
And durable.
Yeah.
For a guy that's
I had him on my fantasy team. I was happy this year.
I bet you were.
Yeah.
Well, he's especially in week, what, 16?
16, Woo! Yeah, 15, yeah, 62
five
points
touchdowns.
Or something.
He's not the biggest back either. It's amazing how good a year he's had.
Yeah, he was durable. Yeah.
Very impressive. Good stuff. Charles Barkley weighed in on the Jason Collins story. So did Chris Broussard, who took a lot of heat for his position on that particular issue, which, again, it all came back up again at the end of the year with Phil Robertson. The president weighed in on it. I mean, everybody was talking about it. But I'm more interested in Charles Barkley's comments on fans, which was awesome.
Listen, I think 80% of the fans are great. 20%, I wish you could take him out back and just shoot him.
Yeah! Only Charles
no
Barkley.
Sugarcoating that, is
no,
it?
Only Charles Barkley. I think that 100% of the deals at Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, where we hung out yesterday, are great. And, oh, by the way, if you go buy a car today or tomorrow,